Welcome into the 5 o'clock hour here on a Wednesday afternoon. It's brought to you by Hollywood Casino Hotel and Raceway at 500 Main Street in downtown Bangor. Rich Kimble, Brian Stackpole here with you. Let's talk some baseball to kick off our number two of the program as we're joined on the Tiller and Ride telephone line by the voice of the Pawtucket Red Sox and UMass football, Josh Maurer. Josh, welcome back.
Hi. Hey, guys. Good to be back with you.
Nice to have you on, and especially leading into what should be a very exciting several days for you. You're going to be filling in for Don Orsillo on the Red Sox broadcast on the West Coast Swing. That sounds great.
Oh, man. Yeah, I am excited, humbled, I guess a little bit anxious, you know, but that's that all comes with the territory. But it's such a great opportunity, and I'm just thrilled that the folks at Nesson would even consider me for it. So the fact that this is going to happen, and with this trip that's coming up to the Red Sox, for the West Coast, and then to Houston, it's a pretty big seven-game stretch. So I'm just kind of honored to be a part of it, and I can't wait to get it started.
Well, the Sox had a pretty good stretch going into the All-Star break, despite losing the 2-of-3 to the Yankees. But I think you hit the nail on the head there. This might be the stretch and the trip that determines whether or not they're actually going to be players in this Eastern Division race.
I guess it is. You really have 2 weeks now until the trade deadline. And if you're going to make a move at the deadline, I think you have to obviously have the confidence that your team is in contention to at least garner one of the wild card spots. So if the Red Sox don't play well this week, and really if they don't make up some ground, I think, on the Yankees in the next 10 days, you never know. What Ben Cherington and Larry Lucchino and all those guys decide to do. So it's a huge stretch. And they're playing, it seems like they've been playing division leaders nonstop for the past few weeks, and now they're going to play the two teams out in the AL West that are fighting for the top spot in that division, with the Angels just having overtaken the Astros for first place right before the All-Star break hit. Anaheim got really hot, or Los Angeles, I guess I should say. And so right now the Astros, who had led that division pretty much from the get-go this season, they're looking up at the Angels in the AL West. So those are two teams that are battling kind of tooth and nail for one of the division spots out on the other side of the American League.
Well, it's been such a remarkable season. Mediocrity, parity, I don't know what we want to call it, but in the American League, every single team has at least 41 victories, and nobody has more than 52.
Well, I think, but you can certainly see there's separation in the teams that feel like contenders. And obviously, right now, I talked about the two teams leading the West. I think the Royals, with what they've been able to do, and the struggles of the Tigers in the Central, that makes that a little bit more clear-cut to me, anyway. And it's really the AL East that has the most question marks, and every team within 6.5 games of each other at the All-Star break kind of proves that. But are the Yankees really a team that looks like they're ready to run away with the division? Who knows? With the question marks that they have in their starting rotation, now they have some of their offensive pieces back healthy with Ellsbury. Teixeira's held up all year. We know what A-Rod's been able to do. So with the Yankees looking as they did right before we went into the break, you'd have to say that they're the team to beat in the American League East. But who knows? I'm not sure that's a team that is even capable of running away and hiding in the division.
We're talking with Josh Maurer, the voice of the Pawtucket Red Sox. You'll hear him on and see him on Nesson starting on Friday as they begin their West Coast swing. The Pawtucket team has been so very interesting to watch this year because you've had so many guys there who have either been called up or are likely to be part of the team going forward. And let's start with the pitching staff. When Brian Johnson gets his way, we think, into the rotation, what kind of a pitcher will Red Sox fans get to see?
I think Brian's kind of a bulldog. He's one of those guys that just wants to get the ball, and you're going to have to rip it out of his hands to take him off the mound. He's a competitor. His stuff, and I say this with all deference to Brian, his stuff isn't overwhelming, but he has a very solid repertoire of four pitches, and he commands them all pretty well. I think the thing with Brian is going to be, is he going to be able to, when he gets the call up, and whatever day it's going to be to make his debut, is he going to be able to, with the pitch mix that he has, be a guy that can dominate a major league lineup, especially one as solid as he's going to be facing, be it the Angels or be it the Astros. Those are two teams that top to bottom in their lineup are really, really good. So I think Brian is going to be tested right away. Competitive-wise, I have no doubt about his ability to be successful at the major league level. I am curious, and I do want to see how his stuff plays out against some of the better major league hitters. Look, Eduardo Rodriguez has been up there for a month and a half with some of the best stuff you'll ever see from a rookie, and even he's struggled at times. Brian's stuff, you know, I'll just warn Red Sox fans, it's not Eddie Rodriguez-type stuff. It's good. It's not that. And I think Brian is able to beat you in other ways. But I think it kind of remains to be seen if he's going to be ready to be a big contributor to a starting rotation at the big league level at this juncture. I'm not sure.
Has Joe Kelly been able to figure things out since his time back in Pawtucket?
Well, he started two games. It's an interesting question. He pitched pretty well for the two games that he started. And then his third start was a week ago, and he got hit with a line drive in the wrist, or in the kind of right below the forearm. That was right in the first inning, and he was taken out of the game for precaution. So we really haven't seen very much of Joe Kelly, and I wouldn't say I've seen enough to be able to tell you one way or the other whether he's been able to figure it out or whether he's ready to come back to the big leagues or not. I do know his stuff. It's as advertised. When you see it in person, he's just got phenomenal, phenomenal stuff. And you wonder, how has this guy been hit as hard as he was this season when he was in the Red Sox rotation? I think it could take him a few more starts in Pawtucket until he can really answer that question. And I would imagine that's what the Red Sox are going to give him, assuming that he's fully healthy. And I think he is. I think the line drive he got hit with in Allentown last week, I think that was more of a scare than anything else.
Red Sox have had this ongoing problem at first base with the struggles of Mike Napoli. They put David Ortiz out there a little bit, but it seems like they've got a guy right there in Pawtucket who could help out. Are you surprised that they haven't called up Alan Craig yet?
No, I'm not. And I think Alan's done a really good job with Pawtucket. But the reality is, I think kind of the hitter that you saw when he was up in Boston is really what we've seen with the Paw Sox, a guy who's not driving a lot of runs, not hitting for a lot of power. He's walked a lot more. I give him credit for that. But not a lot of extra base hits there. And from a guy that you're either going to see in the corner outfield or at first base, you just want more production offensively. And I think the Red Sox are waiting to see that from Alan before they would give him another chance. I do like what they've done. They've said, all right, Alan, we're going to get you back right, and you're going to play every single night. And that's what he's done. Since the middle of May when he was optioned, he's played pretty much every game in AAA, and he's had a great attitude about it. He's had a great work ethic about it. He's hit about 280, but I think really Boston wants to see more power and RBI production from a guy who that was his calling card when he was a National League All-Star. And at the moment, I still don't think he's quite back to that yet.
Josh, what about some of the young guys, Castillo, Jackie Bradley Jr., Blake Swihart? How are they doing, and how long do you think it'll be before we see any of them back in Boston?
Well, those are all, you know, very individual and different cases. So I guess I'll just take them one at a time. Rusnay's been up and down since he was optioned back. So he played, what, 6-7 weeks up in the big leagues and didn't get as much consistent playing time, I know, as Ben Cherington would have wanted him to get just because the outfield is so crowded in Boston. So essentially, I guess, the decision was made, let's send him back to Pawtucket to play every day. And since they did that, I want to say it's been three and a half weeks, he's been so-so. He's hit about 280, had a little bit of a dry stretch, had an 0 for 10, 1 for 15 week. So I'm not sure Rusnay's on their radar to come back to the major leagues quite yet, but he's a guy that the Red Sox have invested so much money in that you figure as soon as they feel like he's ready to contribute again, he'll be back up. Jackie, nobody can really figure out why Jackie hasn't been able to get a more extended look in the big leagues this year. He's been, and I've said this before, arguably the most valuable player in the International League, which is the AAA league that the Paw Sox play in. His offense has been so improved from what people saw in Boston last year, And obviously the defense is Gold Glove caliber at whatever level he'd be playing at. So I think I'm even surprised that for the limited time that he's gotten in Boston this year, they haven't been able to give him consistent at-bats. And Swihart's still on the major league roster. He's just injured. So he did come to Pawtucket for a couple games last weekend as part of a rehab. But I think they're just waiting to see that his foot is 100% healthy, and then he'll be back.
Yeah, I'm looking ahead at your football schedule for this fall. You got some fun games coming up, including a trip out to Notre Dame in late September.
Yeah, they do. They'll be challenging themselves this year. This is Mark Whipple's second year as the head coach, and you're speaking about UMass, I know. They have a really tough kind of indefinite independent future coming up after this year. This will be the last year they play in the MAC. And those two are parting ways after this season ends. And UMass is going to try to, at least for the not too distant future, make a go of it as a Division I independent, which I think is a very, very difficult road to navigate. So this is a very important year. They really have to try to make a statement that they can be a competitive team for another conference that might want to pick them up. And we'll see. They do bring back a lot of very successful offensive pieces from a team that showed improvement last year, but still only won 3 games. They've been an FBS program for, this will be their 4th year. And this is kind of, I'd look at it almost a make or break for the move. They've got to win 5 or 6 games this year, I think, to prove to people that they can be a viable team to get into a conference. And there's a lot of pressure on UMass to do just that.
Josh Maurer, the voice of the Pawtucket Red Sox. Make sure you watch him starting Friday on the West Coast Swing, as he'll be sitting in for Don Orsillo, working with Jerry Remy, covering the Red Sox broadcast. We're excited for you, Josh. A great chance. We know you're going to do great, and we really appreciate you making time for us before you hit the road.
Oh, absolutely, guys. Well, it's a dream come true to be doing this, and I can't wait to sit next to Jerry and pick his brain and it's going to be a heady experience, but obviously something that I've looked forward to for my whole life. So I'm very much looking forward to it, and I hope everybody enjoys.
Absolutely. We'll be watching. Good luck. Thank you, Josh.
Okay, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. It's Josh Maurer here on Downtown.